Hello.
My name is Shakir. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I am returning the call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call, please?
LaShonda Reynolds.
How may I help you today?
If I'm trying to file a claim.
Could you provide me with your social?
423-11, 3411.
I'm sorry, 42311.
3411.
Could you verify your date of birth?
06-26-1981
And your mother's maiden name.
is Annie Bell, Lee Bell, folks
I
got
see a
Annie.
Reynolds.
Yeah, Annie Bell. Yeah.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And if you are approved for benefits, would you like direct deposit or would you like a benefits card?
I got a benefit card already.
Okay. And could you verify your mailing address for me?
My mama address?
Your address?
Oh, okay. 5218 Green Grove Drive.
City, state, and zip code.
City, Montgomery, Alabama, zip code 36108.
And a good telephone number.
334-746-1513.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yeah, I have.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Say that one more time.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
You said the worst I performed.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
What's the last day you worked?
The 10th.
Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Are you in school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Production worker. Well, I said that welder. I was a welder production worker. A welder.
What's the name of the company you work for?
Dogs of America, Dogs of North America.
Okay. Could you provide me with the employee's telephone number?
I should have it. It 334-284-2544.
And when did you start that job?
Last year, September. September the 9th. That was my actual hire date.
Okay. And the last day you worked was the 10th.
Yeah, there it is.
What city and state was work performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay after your last day of work?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working there?
Fired.
Yes, what was the reason?
For going for not being on floor on the floor on time. Not being on time.
And what's the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Jeffrey Martin.
Jeffrey
Martin.
What's the name and the title of the, I'm sorry, what's the date of the discharge? And that was the 10th.
Yes, sir.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
When I walked to the car and to get my glove to come to go back on the wheel to work, that's when another supervisor, somebody was calling me and I didn't, you know what I'm saying, wasn't paying attention to what she was saying, so I went back to the floor and talked to my supervisor. Then when he came in, then walked back to the front, go back to the lobby.
Okay. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What do you mean?
Did you do what they fired you for?
Did I walk in, didn't make it on time? Yes.
Okay.
I was on time, but I went back to the car to use some gloves, so they considered saying I was on, wasn't on time, so I dealt with it.
Okay. Any prior warning for same or similar act?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem?
They told me to get off the premises. I can't talk to nobody. They told me to leave.
Okay. Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And I have a temporary 4-digit pin I'd like for you to write down. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. Okay.
Go for it.
1181.
1181.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me one moment. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work. An appointment claim should count the week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You do have to do a weekly certification. To do that weekly certification, you have 2 options. Online or the telephone number. The web address is www.labor.alabama.gov and the telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Have a good day.
Bye.